Welcome, welcome, welcome to the conference finals of the Sports Sharks podcast. How are you doing, Scott?
Doing good, huh? Doing good. How you doing?
Good, man. We made it to what, week 20 or something? And it's close still.
Yes, we have. We're above 50. We're above the 50%. We're good.
It's not a runaway as usual as past playoffs competitions.
Nope. This one's you might win this one, you might not, so we'll see. We'll see if you can finish strong.
For those out there in podcast land, Lynn is still in the hunt on this. This is the week, man. Do or die.
You're in the lead, actually.
I'm not, confident or excited. I've only got a one game lead on you.
Good. That's where I like you to
So,
be. Good.
any takeaways from last week's games that you watched or saw?
Not really. I mean, I had a decent week. I got screwed with the Ravens Texans game because they kicked like the last minute field goal for no reason, just to run up the score a little bit. But that game could have easily been under. And the Chiefs game, yeah, they just too many points there. There was no defense in that game.
Yeah, it was over by like 1 point or something, right? The
Yeah.
Ravens and the Texans game, over by 1 point.
Yeah,
Something
exactly.
like that.
Yep.
My three takeaways: the Ravens are who we thought they were. I mean, of course, they're the favorite to make it to the Super Bowl and win it.
Yeah.
And then the Niners, they are in serious trouble if Deebo Samuels is out for the rest of the playoff run.
Yeah.
They actually got lucky to win that to me, but I mean they pulled it off. Brock Purdy, if they have to depend on him to carry the team, they're going to be hurting because he's not a franchise quarterback. He's a serviceable quarterback, but he's not the type to like put all your marbles on and take you to the promised land.
Sure.
So,
Argue that.
and then finally, the Chiefs and the Bills. I should have known better, man. How can you bet against Patrick Mahomes?
You cannot. You shouldn't. You
Oh my
definitely
God.
shouldn't. But you didn't even pick against Patrick Mahomes. Did
Oh,
you
that's
do it in
true.
real life?
No.
Well, you did. Hey,
I
you
did in real
did.
life. I did in real life.
Yeah, it's a kryptonite, man. Every Patrick Mahomes is Josh Allen's kryptonite. If he was born later, Josh Allen was born later or before the Patrick Mahomes era, he would have been at least a Super Bowl already.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, man, let's review last week's picks. We'll start off with you first. You took the Ravens versus the Texans under 43.5 and lost. You took the Niners versus the Packers under 50.5 and won. You took the Lions minus 6.5 versus the Bucks and won. And your last game, you took the Chiefs versus the Bills under 45.5 and lost. You went 2-2, so your overall playoff record is 4-4 for 50% winning percentage. I went 2-2 also. I started off strong. I took the Ravens minus 9.5 versus the Texans and won. I took the Ravens versus the Texans over 43.5 and won. I took the Niners minus 9.5 versus the Packers and lost. And I took the Bucks plus 6.5 versus the Lions and lost. My record was 2-2 last week. For overall 5-3 playoff record for 62.5 winning percentage. Vit went 1-3 last week. He took the Texans plus 9.5 versus the Ravens and lost. He took the Packers plus 9.5 versus the Niners and won. The Bucks plus 6.5 versus the Lions and lost. And he took the Bills minus 2.5 versus the Chiefs and lost. His
Yep.
overall record is 2-6 for a 25% winning percentage.
He's done.
Yeah, he's just wait for
Yeah.
next week. His playbook was all messed up this year.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what happened to this man this year, man.
No, he's got too many things. He's got a new kid, man. He's got too many things going on.
Yeah,
He's distracted.
he ain't got time for the research no more.
Nope. Oh, another good takeaway from last week is Jordan Love. He's high on my list for fantasy quarterback next year, man. He's the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's good. If he can get like a wide receiver one, that would really help out. Because right now he's just really throwing to a bunch of like
Oh,
randoms.
I like all his receivers because they're first, second year receivers. They're only going to get better.
Yeah, that's what you hope so.
Yeah.
But I don't know who his go-to receiver is.
It's incredible how the Packers get so lucky drafting quarterbacks, but the way he throws the ball, he flicks it a lot like Aaron Rodgers. It's just a flick of the wrist and
Yeah.
then perfect spirals and dimes. It's
Well,
like, holy crap.
you don't think that's part of the system though, with Rodgers sitting behind Favre for 3 years, learning from him a little bit, watching him play, and then the
Well,
same thing for
you
Jordan
have to
Love
have
doing
the,
the same thing for Aaron Rodgers.
yeah, I mean, he had the benefit of sitting for 3 years and watching and developing, but you have to have the skill, right? You look at the quarterback the Niners took and traded three draft picks for, and they were very high on, and you know, he didn't turn it. He basically waited for like a year and then he started and couldn't do anything. And
I'm just saying
but
nothing. Yeah, Jordan Love has talent, right? He has talent, but his situation enabled him to perform better right out the gate than someone that is just a rookie and has to
yeah.
be plug in right away.
Yeah, he definitely had the benefit of kind of like growing into the role. And of course, watching Aaron Rodgers play and how to, learn from Aaron Rodgers, see what he sees and how he practices and develops and all that stuff. So, yeah, he definitely had the blessing or benefit of that. So that's very rare in these days in the NFL. Not
For
like
sure.
Bryce Young, man. Just throw him out to the Wolves.
Bryce Young, all the boys, Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold, all these cats. Just I think they got. I don't know who Jordan Love's draft quarterback this draft classes, but I'm sure they got some big names that didn't pay out. So
Oh, yeah. But, you know, if you got it, you got it. Look at the Texans quarterback. I mean, he's
mean.
probably going to win
That's
Offensive Rookie of the Year, CJ Stroud.
different.
And
That's different. He's a
it's not like the
beast.
Texans were loaded anyways. And even though they lost last week, I mean, he played pretty good against the Ravens defense. I don't think the Ravens sacked him once. He
No,
was pressured all day.
he was moving around, and it made it very hard to tackle him. I agree with that. Oh yeah, Jordan Love got Tua in his draft class. Justin Herbert, Joe Burrows. So he's in a good class actually.
That was a loaded draft class, huh?
Yeah, Joe Burrow. Yeah, quarterback wise, they're all good picks.
Yeah. And I'm gonna say Tua is the fourth best out of that draft class.
Yeah, we can agree to that.
All right. We can agree to agree on that.
Yes, we can agree.
All right. So our picks this week, I am gonna let you go to first since I'm in rare
Look, you go
territory.
first because I got
What?
you
What?
go first because
I'm ahead, sir.
I know,
Okay.
but like, what's the point if I got to change my picks to not make it the same as yours? So you need
Oh,
to go ahead and make that
okay. You're gonna try to be
situational.
sneaky about it. All right,
Situational
man.
football now.
Okay, I'm confident. Well, this is okay. This is what I'm going for. My
All
first
right, what
pick,
you got?
like I said earlier, I cannot go against Patrick Mahomes, even though I think the Ravens will win. I'm going to take the Chiefs +4 versus the Ravens. Patrick Mahomes and the
Four.
Chiefs. That's what I see. No?
It's 3.5.
Oh my God. How are we going to split? If we had a third party, we could see. Okay, pick a number through
Three and a half. How
one
do you
through
get four?
ten. My eye chart says
Where
four,
are you getting
man.
four from? No way.
Look it up.
What kind of spread is that? All right, whatever. That's fine. We'll just proceed.
All right, I'm taking plus
Lines.
four versus the
Okay.
Ravens. I think Patrick Mahomes, he's going to keep it close. They're always going to have a chance to win, and plus the Chiefs defense is not bad. So Hopefully they can bottle up. Who's the quarterback again? For the
Lamar
Ravens?
Jackson?
Yeah. I'm having a brain fart, man. Lamar Jackson. Hopefully they can bottle
Wow.
him up. Because basically they're one dimensional. If they can bottle him up
MVP.
and kind of control him, the whole that's it. Give me the Chiefs plus 4 versus the Ravens. And then I'm going to take the Chiefs versus the Ravens over 44 and a half. I think it's going to be kind of a, back and forth scoring. They both scored 21, 24 points. So I'll take over 44 and a half. The next game, the Lions versus the Niners. Because I saw the Niners, Debo Samuels, he's hurt and he may not play. Even if he does play, he's going to be limited because it's his shoulder. And it's very hard to catch balls. And you take one good hit on your shoulder and you're back out. So I'm going to take the Lions plus 7 versus the Niners. I don't think the Brock Purdy can keep up with the Lions if they have to go, toe to toe as far as scoring points. And then for the over and under, I'm going to take the under 51 and a half. I think the Niners defense will kind of keep the score, limit the Lions on scoring. So give me the Lions versus the Niners under 51 and a half.
This makes it hard. This is hard.
I know, sir. You only got 4 games or 2 games and 4 picks.
Yeah, I think the best I can do is the only one I'm really confident where I would pick it, because all my picks are the same as yours, except for one, which is the Baltimore game. So I'll take the Ravens minus 4, and then the rest can be the same. And pretty much at the end of that game, we can tie heading into the Super Bowl.
Okay. You don't want to, you
But
sure
yeah,
you don't want to go against one
yeah.
more?
Because I mean, because if the Ravens cover, then I'm not sure if the 49ers will. Like two favorites won't win on the same day, right? So, I can't do it.
So which one are you going against? Which one are you going against? You taking what? The Ravens
I'm gonna
plus
pick the
minus.
Ravens minus 4.
That's actually
Yep.
not a bad pick because
I'm gonna take it.
I feel like if the Ravens win, they're going to win going away. But if they keep it slow, fairly close, then I think the Chiefs will take it. You sure, man? Going once, going twice,
We go.
forever hold your peace.
Going once, going twice. I'm gonna tie it up with you and then head into the Super Bowl. I'm a last minute backdoor victory.
So, folks out there, I guess you just gotta tune into the Chiefs Ravens games Sunday to see if you're who wins or not.
Yep,
Is that the
exactly.
second game of the second game of the night?
The Lions is the second game. Niners is the second game.
Okay, cool.
East Coast first, West Coast later.
Cool deal. All right, so I guess we'll get Vitt's airdrop if he wants to drop in his thoughts, his picks. But let's see if we have to go move on to the Super Bowl week.
Let's go. Let's get it. It will come down to it.
All right.
All right. Take care,
Have a good
man.
one. Take
All
care.
right. You too, man. Later.
What, Kona?